Yo, we're back. This is the Foul Hooked Whitey. And today, coming to you not live from East Rosebud Studios, I've got a local celebrity guest. And I'm not starting that off as any ass kicking. Or a kissing, I'm sorry.
It's okay, I get it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've got with me, you know, somebody that has been a part of my shop, been a part of me in the local greater Yellowstone Valley community, angling community. I'm a gentleman by the name of Chris Stinson, and I lead with his legal name. That is your legal name, isn't it?
As of now, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. But that's, you know, Chris Stinson almost doesn't mean anything.
You know, it does to some folks, like my mom.
Yes, of course. Right? No duh. I'm sorry. But don't be sorry. But you're known affectionately, professionally, spiritually, as the Vanilla Gorilla.
I am. Yes.
I every time I've seen you since that moniker was told to me, and it was I think this is a long time ago. This is like maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah, that I bet it was.
That it kind of came up, and I was like, "Ooh, God, that's so good."
Right? It is good. I mean, it was given to me by a great man.
Okay, let's bust right into that. Tell me how you got the name, the Vanilla Gorilla.
Guiding on the Bighorn for as long as I have been, you get. It's monotonous. Yeah. You got to find something to
make. It's kind of a Groundhog Day for you?
You know, not this time of year, yeah. But later in the year. Doing 150 days a year, 200 Ooh. Days, as many as you can.
Jesus, 200.
Oh, trying to.
But you guide out of state too, right? I mean, you don't mind me talking about professional travels, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we go down to Wyoming.
Okay, that's it.
Yep. Idaho.
Yep.
Just for fun over on the coast with some friends. Yep. Yeah, but never guided over there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, let's go back to the great man.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's go back to the great man. Because I you get me talking and I'm just fucking on a, you know.
I know, buddy.
So, right. You know, I'm buzzed. Well,
what happens is at the end of the day, you get off the river and you got all these vehicles with dust on the back of your windows.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of course, being an artist like myself, I like to draw pictures. I like to make up names, all kinds of things.
You know, something that's funny you say that because I wonder how many times I've written AC/DC on a dusty back fucking window.
Right?
Yes. There you. Yes, yes.
So where it comes from there is back in the day before I wanted to do anything over there, I was driving back and forth every day. Well, you got to, you know, when you work 12 days in a row, you want to stay somewhere. So I would bring buffalo and elk meat.
Yes.
To my buddies, "Hey, I got dinner if I can sleep on your couch." So my nickname became The Bulk. Buffalo and elk mixed together, right?
Bulk. Okay, wow.
So then it went from Bulk to The Incredible Bulk. Someone had wrote Bulk on my
car. I could see that.
And then it was Incredible Bulk. Someone scratched it out. And then it was one of those days where maybe I had too many cocktails with the clients on the river, and I was laying on a couch with ice, drinking water at Bobby Ron's house, and Jeff Jennings was the
Bobby Ron.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, God, I'd love to talk about Bobby Ron. He's right? The fishiest fucker on the river.
Great man.
Yeah.
So I'm laying there with, I got a bag of peas on my head, cooling down, drinking some water, toning it down. And I don't know, the heat stroke started me talking about being a vanilla or being a gorilla. I was fine. Like gorillas don't overheat, even though they're dark, silverback.
Yeah.
So the next day it was Manila Gorilla on the back of my car.
Dude, the succession and how this
we can go a lot deeper than that if you want.
No, I don't. I don't. No, thank you. Yeah.
But then someone had, I think, scratched out the M and put a V for Vanilla Gorilla, and then it was VG, and then it was just everybody on the river. We were having just fun with the guides. You know, that's what we like to do out there.
And again, I'll say it, that's got to be, you know, 15 plus years ago.
I don't know if it's 15, but close. Okay, probably 10. 10
okay,
to 12.
Okay, got it. So it's a significant moniker.
Absolutely.
To me, because, you know, it's true about you. You are a Vanilla Gorilla. But you're all, well, you know, when I say that, I you know, the reason you pull it off is because you're a nice man.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I just, you know, I that's what I would say, and having known you for as long as I have, both is, you know, buying fucking wire from me, buying what, you know, right? buying tinsel from me, right?
Right. Having my girls when they were this big going through your flies up there, pissing you off. I love that.
You've been, yeah. Well, no, I mean, I don't know if I felt that way about them. They were always manageable. But you know, you've been a big part of the local community in terms of, you know, you're an interesting guide to me. If I can reference you as the guide,
absolutely.
Okay, great. You're good, and I'm just going to say that because I know this. You're good in all categories as far as, first of all, the different fisheries. You're a guide that goes from a tailwater to a freestone on a dime.
Yeah.
And doesn't even fucking worry about it.
No.
And there's something to be said for that, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, it's just fish, you know, catching trout.
I get it, but wouldn't you say that most guides don't do that?
Yeah, most don't.
Yeah, right? You know, they stick to their specialty, which is that tailwater or that freestone.
Right.
But you bump back and forth as necessary.
Yeah, I mean, the Yellowstone River is my favorite river.
Okay, gotcha.
Of all time. I mean, that
you've got to be toughest to guide?
At times, yeah. I mean, the Whitey can be a savior.
I love that.
You know what I mean? The Whitey
can be a savior.
I mean, August.
That's right? Fucking poetic. And they're
not eating dries.
Yeah.
You know, good luck out
so
there.
So what you're saying is with your clients, you can always drum up some Whiteys on the Yellowstone.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I'll go get you a does right now if you need.
Oh, man. Right? Oh, that's funny.
It's fun. Yeah, it's the challenge. You know what I mean?
I like your frankness because you really, by being so honest about the fact that you're not catching as many trout, you are either targeting or having success with your clients with nice whitefish, and fucking nice whitefish matter.
Yeah, there you go, right? I mean,
I'm dead serious, you know.
Some guys it does, some guys it doesn't. You know what I mean? You got to read your folks.
Back in the day, I was floating with the river goddess on this, you know, lower Stillwater, and, you know, bam, I throw that big foam hopper up, and all of a sudden, boom, big nice flank comes up, right?
Yeah.
Some pink. I'm like, river goddess, pull over. This is a nice rainbow. Work this fish. It was probably, you know, a 3.5, 4 pound whitefish that came up and ate that hopper.
Hell yeah.
And it was, you know, and it worked being current. So it's like, yeah, I can see you, you know, hey, you know, telling your clients, this is a fucking game fish, yo.
Right. It's one of the only native fish in the water.
I mean, it's a fucking game fish. Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't aspire to it because, you know, they're a down mouth feeder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that interesting how that just distinct, you know, even a golden eye, which is an upper mouth. Yeah,
baby tarpon.
Or a baby tarpon.
Yeah.
So there's other stuff in the area. So, but the stone, you can get a whitey because you just, what, stone fly him to death?
Yeah, you can. I mean, the Perdigon game has changed a lot over there. Man. But
I didn't even think about talking to you about bugs.
I mean,
do you call a Perdigon a bug? Fuck yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like a bug. It fucking works though, bud.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Of course, it's a miracle. And I mean, how well they work.
Yes.
And when I bought them, maybe I've mentioned this before, when I bought them to retail, I bought them thinking this is a freestone bug.
Yeah, right. And a different technique that you're the way you're supposed to fish it.
But a lot of people have bought them and fished them effectively on the horn.
Not a lot of people. I think before, you know, all these the style of fishing you want to do with them, nobody ever thought about putting it underneath a bobber and having it, you know, dead drift. Right? It's supposed to be swung in, you know, the proper way.
Yes.
Well, they've changed that because I'll tell you what, you dead drift some certain ones on the Yellowstone, some on the Missouri, Bighorn.
You're talking streamers, I'm sorry?
I'm talking dead drifting a bobber.
Okay, oh,
you know, nymphing with them, not swinging with them like they're supposed to be done you know, the technique. Those hooks straighten, you know, so they've had to adapt for guys, I mean, all of us tying these things because they do just inhale and exhale these flies a lot of the time.
Huh. You're talking Perdigons.
Oh, boy. I mean, it's...
Huh. I mean, you think it's the jig hook?
No, I just think it's the shape. It's the shape of the bug. I mean, if you've ever pumped a fish and looked at what they're eating.
No, I never have, Jesus.
And I'm
not going to pump a sparkle minnow.
Right.
I'm not going to pump a
You'll pump a leech, right?
I wasn't trying to, you know, take you off your Perdigon gig. Absolutely. But we've established that it's a superb class of nymph.
Game as a guide and an outfitter is that bobber's got to go down. So I put whatever's on there that's going to go down. You know what I mean? I'm not here to float down the river and not have the bobber go down, right?
Wow. Well, that's a professional proclamation.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we do.
Fuck. I mean, that's like I'm going to get these folks. I I've never really quite heard it as straightforward as the obvious, which is we got to have folks catching fish.
Yeah, right.
But we talked a little bit about this, and we can talk about this because, you know, that's one thing about this media that the Foul Hooked Whitey does is that, you know, we talk real, right?
Absolutely.
The proliferation of bead fishing in the West and the Northern Rockies is, I'm going to call it straight up right now, big time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to call it big time. And the reason I'll call it big time is because a lot of, you know, I'm the guy that created the Beads Are For Pussy sticker.
Yeah.
And that was just kind of my arrogance. And
that's just your style, which is great. You know what I mean?
It's just that when you talk about the, let's call it millions of people that fish in, let's say, Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming, that's the epicenter for trout fishing, right?
Totally.
Yep. So when the millions of people that fish that with a fly through the course of 6 months, 8 months, whatever it is, you know, that number of anglers that have fished a bead has, in my opinion, grown.
Absolutely.
And
I mean, just like the Perdigon, I mean, I look at the bead and the Perdigon as the same thing, mentality-wise.
Are you, as a personal angler, are you saying that? And you're definitely a fucking avid fly fisherman.
Yeah.
You've also done... You've done the ability, the Vanilla Gorilla has separated his professional fishing and his personal fishing beautifully because you're a local guide that I know fishes like fucking crazy.
Yeah, buddy. I love fishing.
I mean, you put a lot of personal time still in. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you're fucking, you know, you're still into it.
Yeah.
I feel the same way.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why there's only really... not very many other reasons to live in this state other than to go fishing, really.
Wow.
I mean, maybe skiing for a little bit, right? Then that's when we head to the coast to go fishing.
Yeah, that's funny. getting back to the bead thing,
yes.
I said this to you earlier. There would be nothing in terms of any type of egg genre pattern getting eaten. There's nothing that would work better than a bead. It doesn't, because it just seems like I've had credible guides tell me, oh, buddy, works, right?
And at times of the year, there's so many of them sons of bitches coming down the river.
Yeah.
I mean, these rainbows are, you know, like over in your area, neck of the woods, the mop, they are pumping eggs down the river. So maybe there's, you know, get a seine out there and see.
You said the mop.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been there before, yeah?
Yes.
Are you moving there, yeah?
I am.
Okay, good. I can't wait to go down there and see you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I'll talk about that a little bit.
So what I'm saying is, I feel, in my opinion, I think that at times the egg works so well because that's the majority of the food source that's coming down the river right now.
Well, for sure.
You know what I mean? So well, why?
Yeah, and they can also post up easy and eat them probably, right?
I've seen people every day that target where they are, but I mean, you can throw it down the middle of the Bighorn River where there isn't a bed and you might catch 50 fish in a day.
Yeah, that's why.
The Yellowstone works the bead works very well on that river too.
Yeah, I've mentioned, you know, you may not always think that you're throwing to a spawning area, but when it's really going on in certain fisheries,
spawning,
that's what I mean.
Yeah,
it's like, absolutely. You know, if you're looking for trout, are you there to catch a fucking trout?
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you are, those trout are going to be in a spawning area, probably, at least in terms of what trout is spawning at the time. And also, you know, the other trout that are benefiting from, you know, the other trout spawn because, you know, they're dropping all those eggs.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
And preying on those fish. I'm not going to talk about people posting up on reds because, does that happen in the guiding profession?
Not any guides on the Bighorn.
Okay.
They won't do that.
Okay.
You know,
so,
you'll see guys. I mean, that's why I carry a 12 gauge in the boat at all times.
Wow.
Snub nose right here on the side.
Wow.
Especially this time of year.
You're kidding about the snub.
I'm kidding, okay. Yes, right. I mean, you do sell buckshot here, don't you? Remember? It just brings me back. You were such a lover of the... what's your pink pookie?
Oh, well, still am.
Remember I made that video I made a picture where I put a 12 gauge shell and I cut the pink pookie in half and glued it on the top.
I don't know.
And
if I sent it to him
like, this is the only way to fish a pink pookie.
I love that. Yeah. Do you fish that bug?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
It's a great fly.
So we'll wrap it up on this bead thing.
Thank you.
Because for me, it's I'm not going to do it because I'm a streamer fisherman.
Yeah.
And I do admit that I still carry some sarcasm on the bead thing.
Yeah.
Okay. As it just, I guess I'll just say it. You know, the hook's not attached to the bead.
Right.
Yeah. That would be my thing. But and I'll let you wrap this up. But it doesn't work as good with the hook on the bead, right?
I mean, I've had it slide down on the hook, and it's. I don't know that. I mean, they've definitely done, there's videos online that you can see where, you know, the distance from your hook to your bead is bigger, better. What? I mean, it's.
Bead fishing, I'm going to come out right. I'm going to say it. It's totally accepted now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is.
It's totally accepted now.
Right.
I mean, that without question. I mean,
every you hear a new bead company coming out every 2 months.
I get it. I get it. But when it first started, and again, this is definitely 12 to 15 years ago.
Cameron and Hardin, they were. Trout beads was in Hardin, Montana.
They trout beads was in Hardin, Montana, and mm-hmm. I had a huge rack of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a guy that was used to be with the Montana Fish and Game. You would definitely know this name. Howard Guse,
yeah,
Guse, is a fishing game agent or right.
That's
officer.
That's when he shut it down. Right?
Oh, okay. I don't know, yeah, but he walked. He's a, I don't mean he's a motherfucker. He's a gentleman.
Yeah,
he was a gentleman. But he walked in my shop first location and said, "Hey, I just want you to know these things here. If you're telling people to drop a hook under these, they're fishing illegally.
Snagging.
They're not."
Yep.
You get it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm just trying to sell a $4, like, fly tying product. He's like, it's not a fly tying product. And so that was my introduction to what a bead was. I had them in my store.
Yeah.
And so, but you're right. Was that Trout Beads, the company, Trout Beads?
Trout Beads, troutbeads.com. They're still active. They're in Bemidji or something over there.
Okay.
Selling all over.
Okay, they were the pioneers, right?
That, from what I know there's probably companies before and after.
Really?
I would assume. I guess I don't know that answer because yeah. I just met Cameron over there, and yeah. I think it's Sharon.
Great
people. They came from Alaska. It was a huge Alaska thing. They moved to Hardin. I mean, I didn't run it for the longest time, probably because I didn't know how to run it. You know,
yeah,
and I kind of look at it as sort of a crutch on the river.
Yeah,
you know.
I should be shutting this down, but finish.
It's what it seems like to me. I mean, I try it, I run it, but yeah. There's times where, you know, you put that thing on and you're going to catch them, and then maybe try something below it.
Yeah,
and always just keep that on. So it's especially for the newer guys.
It can be an attractor. They may not eat it all the time, but you know. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, right. Right, but it's a cylinder.
Well, it's you know beads are they're kind of like George and Wheezy. They're moving on up.
They really are.
They really are. You know, a lot of credible guides. I'll say it, and I'll wrap it up with this. A lot of credible guides run them now.
Yeah.
Yep. Fuck. You know, if you know how to run them, and I mean the distance between the bead and the hook.
Yeah. They work.
Fuck. You know, it doesn't fuck up a trout, does it?
No.
I mean, I trust you professionally to tell me that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, is it? It doesn't. You know, you don't get a lot of.
No,
you know,
it's not doing any damage. What they were saying, how it's, you know, it's,
yeah.
You're never really getting them in this back here anywhere. I mean, it's placed perfectly normally.
Yeah. Well, anyway, all right. Well, thank you very much. That's the end of part one.
Yeah, the bead.
The bead. The bead. That means a lot of different things. The bead. Anyway, this is the Falcked Whitey signing out for the Vanilla Gorilla. That's the end of my man. That's the end of part one. We'll be back shortly with part two.